is when you start sit back and actually thinking about what you're doing, that you maybe start making mistakes, you know, too much self-analysis, you know. And I think that's been a lot of the beauty of the success, really, is in that it hasn't been analysed too much. It's just happened, and nearly everything that's happened has been a kind of natural progression, including this new album, which is different in a lot of ways, but it's been a natural progression rather than something that's been contrived, you know. I mean, I think at the moment it's healthy in some respects, in that there's room for every kind of music. I mean, you only got to look at the charts to see that. There's reggae, soul, there's funk, electronic, heavy metal, everything's in there. And in that respect it's healthy, but we are getting a little bit back to pre-punk days also. The thing is, with synthesizer, it is so easy to get such a wide range of completely different sounds, and you can always discover new sounds. And the actual sounds that are available on synthesizer these days seems to be infinite, you know. And you can constantly discover new sounds. And from that point of view, it's really exciting. Because guitar, okay, you can stick guitars through effects and echo and flanging and God knows what, but basically, once you've tried all that out, then again, you're just using a synthesizer via guitar strings instead of keys,
that's right.
Is exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's
just really, it's just like the sound of a guitar may suit a particular song, in which case it may get used. But apart from that, I can't really see, you know, a complete reversion to drums, bass, and guitar, you know, or anything like that.